بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر فنزلنا منزلا فمنا من يصلح خباءه ومنا من ينضل ومنا من هو في جشره ومنا من هو في جشره. إذا نادى منادي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة جامعة، فاجتمعنا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: إنه لم يكن نبي قبلي إلا كان حقا عليه أن يضل أمته على خير ما يعلمه لهم وينذرهم شر ما يعلمه لهم، وإن أمتكم هذه جعل آفيتها في أولها ويصيب آخرها بلاء وأمور تنكرونها وتجيء فتن يركك بعضها بعضا وتجيء الفتنة فيقول المؤمن هذه مهلكتي ثم تنكشف وتجيء الفتنة فيقول المؤمن هذه فمن أحب أن يزحزح عن النار ويدخل الجنة فلتأته منيته وهو من يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر ولا يأت إلى الناس الذي يحب أن يؤتى إليه، ومن بايع إماما فأعطاه صفقة يده وثمرة قلبه فليطعه إن استطاع، فإن جاء آخر ينازعه فضربوا عنق الآخر. رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhu narrates: we were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on a journey. We stopped over at a place. Some of us became occupied in repairing our tents. Others were competing with each other in shooting arrows, practicing archery, while others were seeing to their animals. Suddenly, the announcer of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced that the salat is ready, salat al-jami'ah. The salat is ready to commence. We gathered by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said it was most certainly the duty of every prophet who came before me to direct his ummah towards anything that will be good for them and to warn them against anything that will be evil for them. The well-being of this ummah has been placed in the early part of its existence, the earlier generation, Salaf. As for the latter part of this ummah, it will be afflicted by trials, fitan, and plural of fitna, fitan, and matters which will be disagreeable to you. Tribulations, fitan, will follow one another, making the previous one lighter than the forthcoming one. One tribulation will come, and the believer will say, this one is certain to destroy me. It will then be removed. Another tribulation will come, and the believer will say, this one is certainly to destroy me. Whoever desires to be distanced from the hellfire and be admitted into paradise shall remain so steadfast that when his death comes to him, and he remains steadfast until his death comes to him, that he, in what state? He is a firm believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day, and that he treats people as he will like them to treat him. And whoever pledges allegiance, faith to the leader by giving his hand and the essence of his heart to him, shall obey him as far as possible, much as he can. If another person comes to usurp his leadership, chop off his head and get rid of him. Everybody stick to one leader, khalas. There is this new dissension, there'll be ikhtilaf. So look at this, ajeeb. Safar, musafir is tired, and Al-Zahar is tired. Some practicing archery, some preparing their animals, some preparing their tent, camping at a place. But look, Rasulullah calls everybody, and then he does the introduction that every prophet
warn.
And I'm warning too, listen carefully. And he talked about fitna, and look how true this is. Day by day we hear about ajeeb, ajeeb things. Somebody had sent something just on the WhatsApp about the teaching in school. And especially targeting Muslim, queer. Are you a boy or are you a girl? Na'uzu billah. You know, things like ajeeb. Ajeeb. Lucky thing, our kids are in front of our houses. When my little child one day, and now she's grown up, adult, and she was in school, she comes and said, one of my friends, and I said, two. So she only has two fathers. You know what I'm talking about, right? This is the things, halat. Maybe back home in India, or people back home, they don't know maybe all this stuff. If you look what's good, and this, one by one, and actually, this is normal. This is what they're trying to teach the humanity, any total of what the Quran, وَلَا أُذِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَا أَمَرُونَ The shaitan says, وَلَا أَمَرُونَ فَلَا يُغَرُونَ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ I'll tell them, you're not a boy, you're not a male, you're not a masculine, you're not a feminine, right? You're this, or you're that, or you're both, you're this. Tomorrow, no, I'm a dog. You think like that too? Nauzubillah. This is the halad. Day by day, you achieve things. 20, 30 years ago, was there the legality of that nonsense that they have now? You know what I'm talking about. Before, there wasn't two people like that, two fools like that. And now, day by day, not just that, I'll tell you, a student that comes first in his grade. In grade in what? Alim course. He done up to fourth year. So here in Toronto, a student. And guess what? After 4 years, he become murtad. Not like me or all of us. We're all sinners. Not he became a sinner. But he became what? Murtad. He let go of deen. And they call themselves the moose astray. Any Muslim astray, gone astray. And that's the group. Waqi, it's a ajeeb time. Really, it's a ajeeb time. Allah protect our iman. The iman of our progeny, our children, to come till the day of judgment. That's it. The biggest thing. Becoming hafiz, alim, Quran, hadith, all bonus. Alhamdulillah. Allah give us more and more of this. More of this type of sahbah, more of this. But the biggest thing is, how do I take myself, my family, the society into Jannah? By staying away from all these fitnas. You need each one, day by day. Exactly what Rasulullah said, exactly. When the child is, it's not going to be easy with our friends. So we have to be very, very careful, and we have to be, look at the stress that Rasulullah give this, that in on a journey, and how he's giving this things to the Sahaba, Salah, Jami, everybody come, get together. And Rasulullah is telling them, and he's first puts the introduction that every Prophet, and I'm telling you this, the fifth and one after that. So why? Every day, don't we feel like that? What's coming? Is it going to destroy us? Destroy our children? Destroy our... Because when we study, or when we find out the halats around, it's not just, a thing. Things are put into children, if a children just sits half an hour onto a video game, or 1 hour, half an hour onto video game, or the other things and that, there's so much things in there, so much shayatini effects in there that we don't know. And it stays on the subconscious. This is the thing that will prevent a person from even saying La ilaha illallah at the time of death. So what did Rasulullah say? That do it. Make sure you die as a Muslim. This is the biggest thing. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ تُوَّابٌ يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قُلُوبَنَا عَلَى دِينِكَ اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ إِيمَانًا لَا يَزِيغُ دُعَاء فِي جَنَازَةِ صَلَاةٍ اللَّهُمَّ مَنْ أَحْيَيْتَهُ مِنَّا فَأَحْيِهِ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ تَوَفَّيْتَهُ مِنَّا فَتَوَفَّهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ I always mentioned this. So some starts with the living at the beginning. Allahumma fi li hayyina. Then wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina wa sakinina wa kabina wa zakrana thana. Then what at the end, Rasulullah is making this dua again for the living. Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna fa islam. Why? They're gone. And the best, a
Allah Allah fi ashabi la tazunu. Then what we read every Jumu'ah. Thumma alladhina yalunhum, thumma alladhina yalunhum. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba, tabi'in, taba tabi'in. They were the best. Now we're 1,500 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What state are we in? How far are we from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So we can imagine what state we're in. So beloved friends, Allah protect our iman. Allah protect the iman of our progeny. We should always cry and make dua. The halat are very, very severe. Very, very severe. Right now, if I think I'm an alim hafiz and my iman is protected, finish. Iman. And I think that I know something, or Allah, you do fazal upon us. Allah, you do fazal upon us. Nobody's going to even go in Jannah with his things. Fazal, fazal. Just cry to Allah. We're nothing, Allah. Allah, you protect us. Allah is al-ghani. Allah is al-ghani. Allah is al-ghani. This is the sad and scary thing for us, that Allah is independent. I need a friend. I need mom and dad's dua. I need so and so. We need. Allah, it doesn't need. Anytime He will throw out anybody. If I come to the masjid today and Allah brings me to the masjid, Allah brought me to the masjid. If I think myself better than anybody, what do you think you are? That's why a person has to have so much abdi and so much crying, so much of this in his life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi. Right now, a friend from India, he had sent just a WhatsApp. And three times the rooster, kukuru. So straight away, replying to his WhatsApp, he's from India, Kakam, he's a Sayyid. So he's there doing his parents' khidmat. He lives here. So I straight away, I said, he was concerning something else. But I said to him straight away, Allahumma, the hadith of Sahih Bukhari, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُ السَّيِّئَةَ هَدِّيكَ فَلْيَسَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. When you hear the rooster making the noise, then ask for Allah's fazl. Say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. And also when you leave the masjid, you say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. You know what fazl is? Do you know what fazl? Fazl of Allah? So he said, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. When you hear a rooster, you know rooster? Kukuru, they make noise. Deek, murga. Murga. La tasubbu deek, fa innahu yukidu lis salah. Do not swear at the deek, the rooster, because it wakes you up for salah. When Rasulullah said something, it is more true than what you can see, and I can see, and I can hear, and you can hear. So he said, the hadith of Bukhari, when you hear a rooster siyah, making that scream, making the kukuru, then ask for Allah's fadl, it's because he's seen an angel. When you hear the of a donkey, you know donkey, gadha, right? When you hear that, then ask for, say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, it's seen the shaitan. So first of all, I taught him the hadith of Bukhari, and I said that because I heard the rooster in the background. So you need to read that when you, what is fadl? Then in salat right now, I said, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said to the sahaba, none of you are going to go to Jannat with your amal. None of you are going to go in Jannat with your amal. Who's he talking to? The best people in the world after himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after all the prophets, the best and the chosen people of the world, sahaba. And sahabas asked the most beautiful question. Wa anta aydan ya Rasulullah? Ya Rasulullah, even you are not going to go with your amal. You have amal. You are Nabi. You're this. You're this. Your amal is full of ikhlas. He said, no. Even I will not go into Jannah with my amal. Illa an yataghammad Allahu bi rahmah. Unless Allah encompasses me. Allah, unless Allah covers with me. Illa an yataghammad Allahu bi rahmah. With his rahmah. And ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ and سَبْنِ إِرْشَ فَضْلُ and رَحْمَةً. These are the two things. Allah's fadl, Allah's rahmah. So whatever we have today is Allah's rahmah, Allah's fadl. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah could take away iman, give iman, anything to him. Every day we should be worried about this and our progeny will come. And the biggest thing, my beloved friends, is worry that how are we going to die with iman and the. And then Rasulullah said, what you like and you like for others too, that's one thing. So all of us love that we die with iman. Everybody die with iman. Today, when you hear some stories, people look at so-and-so's son, so-and-so's daughter, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did this, so-and-so. Oh, yaar, They're all my daughter, all my children, all of us. We're all in the same place. We're all in the same halat. Nobody can say, my child, or I'm so proud. None of us, none of us. Rasulullah didn't have that claim. What are we to claim? The Sahaba didn't claim. Everybody was scared, scared, scared. We have to be scared of Allah. And also Raja, also hope in Allah, that Allah will cover it in His fazl and hope, so we don't lose. You know, shaitan makes us only fear. Allah will kill us in the present. No, no. There should be a lot of fazl, Raja too, any hope in Allah too. But a person, his halat today, we're going through a very, very ajeeb time. But inshallah, you know, if we stick to Quran, hadith, we stick to this sahaba, we have this in our heart. And a person always talks to Allah from the bottom of his heart, crying. You know, make a time to cry in the day, 24 hours. We do a lot of things. Try that, even for 1 minute, 2 minutes, if I can shed one, two tears. If everybody shed tears, Allah's going to bring good for everybody. He could be shedding, and I'll be blessed. Imam Sahib will be blessed. The child shed tears. You know, once somebody came with their child to Hazrat Shaykh Hadith Qutub al-Aqtab Muhammad Zakariya, and the child was crying. And remember, Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakariya, in his last journey around the world, and then he finally reached Medina, he died in Medina, Jannatul Baqi, right? He used to cry, just cry. And when the child was crying, he said, some of the parents were trying to make him cry, you know, the father was trying to make him cry. He said, let him cry. Oh child, you're in the ummah crying. Allah make me cry like you too. Allah give everybody the eyes to cry. We just need to be humble and we need to cry. So yesterday, my parents, 1.5 hour, I was just talking to him. Mom and Dad, I need your du'as that Allah protect my iman and the iman of my progeny. We need, this, you know, I have my sheikh, I have my parents, a person who has parents. This is a fadl of Allah. Use your parents to get the du'as. And I said, no matter what your father or mother is, but that's your mother and father, the greatest darja. Every person who had any izzah, mom and dad. Understand? This is, so if somebody has that fadl too, alhamdulillah, my friend is Sayyid Asif Qadri, he's in India doing kimmat of his old parents who are there by themselves. Nobody. So I was telling him, you know, parents is a jeep name. So we don't know when we're going to be accepted, and we don't know when we've done something or we said something or we looked down upon somebody, that Allah can even take our iman away. And day by day, halat. Like I'm telling you, imagine, best, top student of his class, just about alim, 2 years left to become an alim, and he became murtad, kafir. Not sinner, we're all sinners. We all do sins, day and night, with our ears, eyes. We see on WhatsApp, you know, women's picture or music and all this stuff. Day and night, you know, WhatsApp come to us. And all these things that people share with each other, even I do, you do, they're not even jais, most of them. I mean, this is the way slowly, it has a lot of effects. So that's why we need to read Quran, look at the Quran, read Quran. We need to read subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, istighfar. We need to do muraqabah, meditation. So, this is the halat. And it's not one like that. Half is becoming murtad. Halat, if you find out what's going on, ajib halat. Allah protect us. Did you see how true this hadith and see how true everything is? Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanallah. Sometimes, if you don't have time, you should leave after Fajr. You have other important things to do. Sometimes the heart is there. It's all restricted. Sometimes it comes out when you speak about it. And then also, we don't know who's fikr, who's talk, and who will cry, and we all be blessed. Understand? That's the way a person should think. In a majlis, we don't know who. If I think I'm the... Nobody... Everybody has that connection with Allah. We don't know who's crying, everybody will benefit. So if there's people crying at night, you know, alhamdulillah, Allah, if we come into the masjid and others aren't, make use of it. Think what is the masjid. People don't have importance for salat. People don't today. Really. I'm talking about ulama, hafaz, us, you know. No, what is masjid? Well, Allah is bringing us to them. Alhamdulillah, Allah opened the doors for the masjid to us. Allah, I'm not even capable of coming to your house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. Subhanallah, subhanakallah. After Fajr, if you don't have time, you should leave your, you should do your stuff. If you, sometimes like, yeah.